거의 포함한 버전 360 가격으로 그렇지 모르나게 46.
I hope I'm on the right gate, gate 46, Flaggenfurt. I'm just about to board. I'm heading to Austria and Graz, but to start with, I think I land in Germany and I'm fly out of the Czech Republic for some reason. I'm speaking at a conference called Elevate. I seriously recommend checking out elevate.at. It's a festival. It's a festival I've seriously been looking forward to. Our communication technologies and the internet, a safe haven from real communication. Lots of questions around the internet and its use. I've got to pick up my bag and run through priority boarding now, which is very nice of them to actually have paid the extra few quid to get me priority boarding. And then it's Ryanair, which is always a joy. Hang on, got to pause this, I'm getting stared at. Right, into the tunnel and down to the plane. Juggling two phones, a very small bag. I've managed to travel lightly. There's going to be a lot of counterculture and some movie releases at the festival I'm quite looking forward to. Also an awful lot of music, but some of the people that are attending come from fascinating backgrounds that I wouldn't normally come into contact with. I'm going to be talking about my sharing and how I share prolifically, my concerns, especially around what's happening in the world at the moment as it comes to Google and Facebook, and obviously the flip-flopping on naming conventions and all the things that are happening around that. Let me read a little bit from some of the notes off the website. To digitally transport oneself to a different place is an everyday routine for a lot of people. Psychologists view this trend with great concern. This new form of communication is very efficient and optimized through algorithms, but what happens when this efficiency starts to dominate our human interactions? And what happens when powerful advertising companies like Facebook or Google use our personal data for their own profit? Well, it's happening all over the place, isn't it? We're just, in many ways, totally oblivious to it. Talks about how Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, calls this an endangerment for the universality of the internet. So, those questions, those points, lots of other, I'm definitely going to have some coffee between now and then because I can't even read the questions, let alone think about what I'm going to be saying. I'll be on a panel, so it's not like I've got to stand up and spout off for more than 20 minutes or so. Really looking forward to some of the films, looking forward to the food. I absolutely love Graz. I was there not so long ago, and looking forward to meeting Dan again, who runs Elevate. Met him literally in the airport as I was flying out of Austria. He came to George Orwell's grave for our social media picnic.com that we do every year at George Orwell's grave. Kind of spontaneously rocked up there and we had a great conversation. He said, please come to the conference. Just bombarded with rules and regulations and security and so on and so forth. But that is travel nowadays, isn't it? I think I'll leave recording to a quieter time. There we go. There was a bit of peace and quiet just then.